Today, we dip back into the environmental impacts of segregation in Milwaukee. We heard earlier this week from people working for change, from a man creating neighborhood gardens to a woman introducing city kids to nature. Today, we turn to water. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met people from two different worlds determined to fight racism by making sure Black residents have access to clean drinking water and Milwaukee's waterways.
Ann Brummett helped create Milwaukee Water Commons. Its goal was straightforward: educate the community about water, its rivers, streams, and Lake Michigan, in order to cultivate informed stewards.
I came from a more traditional, what you would say, environmental effort, which was the Milwaukee River Greenway Coalition, and, you know, working to make the river more beautiful, more accessible. There was already a ton of passion around that issue, but it was by and large a middle class and white group of people.
So 4 years ago, Brummett and a small team began holding meetings in a church basement off Fond du Lac Avenue in a primarily Black neighborhood. 18 people showed up to the first one. Brummett was convinced more needed to participate, especially if Milwaukee wants to be known as a leader in water science and technology.
We cannot do that and leave, you know, two-thirds of our population out of the equation. And so I think it's both the environmental degradation and also the missed opportunities if we don't have everybody at the table being a part of those conversations.
The approach seems to be striking a local chord. More than 1,500 people have joined in. Then last year, Brenda Coley joined the Commons. Her resume includes diversity training, but this was her first step into environmental issues.
So I don't know, you can't say this on the radio.
What you can't say is the word that popped into Coley's mind when she and the Commons and City of Milwaukee residents learned that its lead water pipes represent a public health threat to thousands of Milwaukee families, particularly children.
I have been there a couple of weeks, right? And I'm only hearing bad things, bad things, bad things. And I think I purposely ignored the environment. I just purposely ignored it. And I said to Ann, I think I got really filled up one day. I said, oh my God, I thought you white people had this. All I had to do was recycle. And you don't have even this. And you're into the environment. I don't understand.
Coley's tone might sound amusing, but she says the job of informing all the people who live in the homes built prior to perhaps the 1960s that their drinking water may be dangerous is dead serious. Many of those residents are Black and struggling to make ends meet. At the very least, Coley says, they need to install water filters. The ultimate solution is to replace the lead laterals running into the house. So the Commons has created a community water assembly to push for solutions. Its 18 members represent the rainbow of diverse cultures that make up Milwaukee.
And we're going to be lifting the voice of the community up to talk about the policies and talk about this lead lateral situation. You know, and start putting the pressure and really getting the word out, because people don't know what the issue is and what the problem is. And so we can't resolve it if we don't know the situation. And that's one of our biggest gripes, is that there's no messaging around what the problem is. Certainly not at the scale that we need it.
Coley says beyond the weight of the lead challenge, Water Commons wants to help all Milwaukeeans to feel at home along the city's waterways.
There's often a feeling for people who are different, for African Americans in particular, when we go into white, traditionally white spaces, feelings of not belonging. What are you doing here? You don't belong here.
Coley shares her own experience walking her dog in Estabrook Park.
The Black body is criminalized, so we're always suspect. Doesn't matter that I'm a 60-year-old woman, I'm with a dog. Do you think that I'm actually going to take your purse?
There is a waking up with my white peers.
Co-director Ann Brummett.
There's a responsibility on our side of the street to understand what is our part in this institutionalized racism and these fears, that these triggers that we have, and how are we responsible and what can we do to, you know, change the equation, because it has been on people of color, you know, it has been. And so I think that we have to pick up our bundle and start doing our work so that the situation is changed, especially here in Milwaukee.
Brenda Coley says Milwaukee Water Commons wants to transform outcry to action, but
we can't fix the problem because we didn't break it. We can't fix racism. White people have to fix racism. I mean, they can learn from us. They can figure it out what to do, but they really have to. They have to go into their own communities and do that work. And I often feel that means they have to heal from racism. And that's what African Americans, other people of color, can do. We can help white people heal from racism so that they can do the work that they need to do in order to get this society back on track. And they have to heal.
Coley and Brummett insist Milwaukee cannot afford to delay fighting racism any more than it can put off replacing the lead pipes that threaten the health of thousands of residents. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.